The New South Wales government hopes to introduce reforms to the building sector by the end of this year. Two Sydney apartment blocks have had to be evacuated in the last 6 months. The most recent one is Mascot Towers, evacuated on Friday after large cracks opened up in the basement. Here's the Premier Gladys Berejiklian earlier today.
We announced after the Opal Tower issue some months ago, major overhaul of the building industry in New South Wales. That means hauling in the certified process. It means giving more rights to people living in strata buildings. And we anticipate that legislation will hit Parliament in the next session.
Phil Dwyer is National President of the Builders Collective of Australia. Phil, thank you for your time. What sorts of protections do people in a situation like this, like these residents of Mascot Towers, actually have?
Absolutely none, Patricia. There is nothing other than the goodwill of the developer or builder that has built the building. Other from that, there's no protections. The warranty insurance that is available for domestic buildings is not available for any high-rise building above three levels. So that's a situation. There is, however, the statutory warranties under the Building Act of Australia, the Building Code of Australia, that applies for 10 years. So that's the only protection that there is. But to do anything about that, you have to enter the civil courts.
The Mascot and the Opal Towers are two very prominent... The Mascot and the Opal Towers are two prominent examples, but how common are building defects and structural faults like this?
Very common. The University of New South Wales undertook an assessment of buildings in New South Wales between 2002-2012. This was funded by the federal government. And the findings of that report, which was called Governing Our Compact City, found that 85% of all apartments built in Sydney between those years all had defects and that still existed when they assessed the properties.
We heard earlier about the New South Wales Premier's proposed building reforms. Will they help deal with this problem?
Might pick up a couple of little bits and pieces here and there, but no, won't. We've had over 70 inquiries and reviews, and they all come about when there's heavy media pressure and public pressure. An inquiry or a review comes about, oh, we're going to change things, everything will be right. Over the last 17 years, and over 70 of them, has made no difference at all. We have got a major problem within the building industry, and we need to clean the slate and look at it and change it completely. Total reform, and that's why we've called for a Royal Commission.
Yes, you have renewed these calls for a Royal Commission. What would it look at and what needs to change? I mean, we hear a lot about Royal Commissions, but they do kick the can down the road. What should immediately shift?
Yeah, look, we're after a short and sharp Royal Commission with a terms of reference that will target the areas of problem within the building industry. And those areas are simply... The major one, of course, is consumer protection because it's non-existent across the whole of the building industry. If we remove private invested interest out of the regime, we'll have plenty of money to provide a proper consumer protection regime. That's first and foremost. But then following on from that, we've got to look at training. We've got to look at skill sets. We've got people obtaining licences to build something that do not have the skill sets to be able to undertake that project. And so there's a lot of things that have got to change, and there's many, many things. There's nothing that anyone can pick, any one component of the building industry, and say, oh, that's working well, that not even one. You know, we've got the certification of buildings and so on. That becomes questionable. We have the certifiers being targeted unfairly because they have PI insurance. Everyone, we should be registering everyone, including professionals, under the one banner, so everyone's equal and everyone's accountable. And we don't do that. So there's many areas of the building industry that we need to look at. It needs total reform. The time has come for that because the, you know, the New South Wales government, Victorian government, a whole lot of them, they've had 17 years since last resort insurance was brought in, which is the one big issue that has caused a lot of the problems of today. They have not been able to arrest the dilapidation of the industry. They are incapable of managing our industry. We need people who know and understand the industry and know what a consumer goes through if they have a failed building, because it's their home. It's very emotional.
Yeah, of course, it certainly is. Phil, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Pleasure.